You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or calling 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and of course, why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up, did Rashida Tlaib really mean what she said when she said the Holocaust brings about a calming effect for her? David Fisher's here. It's a Money Monday. We will take a look also at politics in 2020, Professor Bias in the Classroom, and we start with Secretary of State Pompeo on Iran.
Bench thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
As the Secretary of State, I wanted to make sure that we had all the political diplomatic tools in the right place. And we want to make sure that we can provide the president with an option set in the event that the Iranians make a bad decision.
Option sets? You don't usually hear the Secretary of State and the State Department talking about option sets. That's usually stuff that you hear coming from a military thinker. I am so grateful we've got Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and not Dr. Susan Rice or... I don't know. It could be any number of really bad choices from, you know, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry. They could have all been Secretary of States or were at different times. Yeah, no. We've got a military thinker in Mike Pompeo, retired general, who understands exactly what is at stake with this major story coming out of Iran that all of the media are ignoring. Dateline, May 13th, Geneva. A senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander said on Sunday that the U.S. military presence in the Gulf used to be a serious threat, but now represents a target. This according to the ISNA, Iranian Students News Agency. The U.S. military has sent forces, including an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers, to the Middle East. We talked about it on this show on Friday with General Jack Keane. In a move that the U.S. said would make clear that we could take clear indications of threats from Iran to American forces in the region. The USS Abraham Lincoln is replacing another carrier that was rotated out of the Gulf last month. But this is what Amirali Hajizadeh, head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, who has now been put on the International Terrorism Watch List, this is what he said. And they're on the terror watch list while operating as the Iranian military. This is what Amirali Hajizadeh said. An aircraft carrier that has at least 40 to 50 planes on it and 6,000 forces gathered within it was a serious threat for us in the past. But now it is a target, and the threats have switched to opportunities. Just let that sink in for a second. The head of Iranian Revolutionary Guards Aerospace Division. He oversees the missiles and the planes. He says, oh, that big fat carrier there in the Straits of Hormuz, that's a nice target for us. He went on to say, if the Americans make a move, we will hit them in the head. What kind of move would qualify as a move? Like kidnapping some of the Iranian guard and holding them hostage for a couple of days and berating them on television and putting them on a mock trial in front of state television? Because that's what you did to our guys, Iran. This is, in coming days, a response because Donald Trump has also increased economic pressure on Iran, moving to cut off all of its oil exports. Not a drop going anywhere. He's trying to get Tehran to curb its nuclear and missile programs, as well as end support for their proxies in Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, and Yemen. Listen to that, friends. Every one of the hottest hotspots, by the way, that we had on that travel ban that was wrongfully named a Muslim ban, only by idiots that say that, you know, AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. But Iran is actually running the proxies in Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, and Yemen. So today, Secretary Pompeo spoke to CNBC, and he said, this is all about the Iranians' behavior, not ours. Cut two.
President Trump's been clear since the beginning of his administration, and then a bit over a year ago now, we withdrew from the nuclear deal. It was a terrible deal. All kinds of bad things happened during the deal. Increased terrorism, more missile launches, and a radical increase in malign behavior from Iranian-supported entities that range from the Houthis to Hezbollah. All of that occurred while we were in the JCPOA, and President Trump is determined to change that behavior from the Islamic Republic of Iran. We laid down in May of last year the 12 simple things we're asking Iran to do. And the pressure that you see, the economic pressure we have applied, the sanctions that we've put in place, the efforts we've made to help Iraq stand up, its own independent sovereign government, the support we provide to Lebanon, are all aimed at the same thing.
The same thing being to get Iran to change its choices. They're like a petulant four-year-old that cannot seem to be learning that they need to have better behavior. This is sad. This is truly sad. So what do we do? How do we go about dealing with this? Well, Pompeo makes it clear that's why we need the deterrence. Cut three.
What we've seen from the Iranians is increased threats, and we've seen this reporting. It's real. It appears to be something that is current. That is things we're worried about today. So we've done all the right things to increase our security posture to the best of our ability. But we also wanted to make sure that we had deterrent forces in place. So in the event that Iran decided to come after an American interest, whether that be in Iraq or in Afghanistan or in Yemen or any place in the Middle East, we were prepared to respond in an appropriate way.
And that's the real difference in a true Secretary of State and somebody like Hillary Clinton, who just thinks it's all about going to wine and cheese parties and talking bad behind America's back most of the time. This is a man who's in his role as helping to fashion state policy, is working in conjunction with a president who understands that there are actual national security threats in these things. Do you remember how desperate and groveling John Kerry and Barack Obama were with these guys? The Iranian Revolutionary Guard's the same organization it was then. It's not any different today. They wanted to kill us then. They were making plans to kill us then. The difference is now we're learning of it, and we're saying, well, you know, say what you will. We're putting choices in front of you that are going to strongly incentivize your desire not to do this. And if you still choose to go ahead and do it, then we're in a position to blow your minds, literally. Iranian Navy Commander Rear Admiral Hossein Khanzadi said on Sunday that American forces must exit the Middle East. So you have the Revolutionary Guard saying that our carrier is now a target, and you have the Iranian Navy Commander, the Rear Admiral, that runs the Iranian Navy. By the way, they run all those speedboats at our carrier sitting in the straits. I know. I talked to people that have been on them. The presence of the Americans in the Persian Gulf region has reached its end. They must leave the region, said the Rear Admiral. Friends, why this isn't segment A news on every news block tonight on all of the news channels is really a shameful statement about the course of news in our country. But Iran is not playing nice. They cannot be gotten along with. And Obama and Kerry were fools to believe them. These people are ready to start killing our boys, our ships, our planes. And if not us, our allies. We have to be in place. We have to be vigilant. We have to be ready. And thank God for Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo thinking like an actual Secretary of State. We're going to be ready. We're going to be ready to face that challenge. I'm Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down or don't have energy like you used to, or maybe you feel like you got a little bit of that allergy cold stuff because it's been so uncharacteristically cold and rainy the last few days, it's time to not only try Balance of Nature, but let Balance of Nature go to work for you in their fruits and vegetables in capsule form, penetrating your body's defenses like nothing and getting every bit of that energy fighting disease fighting power activated for you in a way that nothing else will. They're not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. They take out all the light, they take out all the water, they take out all the air. With tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies, now each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables contained therein. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you feel great. You got better looking skin, a lot more energy. You don't get sick anymore. I haven't had bronchitis in years. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Talk to a Balance of Nature health coach today, which comes free with every offer, and see if getting the nutrition from over 10 servings of fruits and veggies can make a difference in your life. Use the discount code THEMISSION to receive free shipping on every order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751.
Bringing these chanters into the office was a pretty great idea, Mr. Rivers.
Yeah, everyone seems less stressed when they can manage to stay awake.
Maybe we'd relax better if we just had Geico Commercial Auto.
Geico can help insure our vehicles? That's good to know.
Yep, they can help business owners with all kinds of insurance needs.
That's really good to know. I'll check them out, right? Right after nap time.
Get to know Geico and see how easy commercial auto insurance can be.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Specially priced, limited time offer from MyPillow. Did you hear about it? Mike Lindell called into the show to tell us personally. He's now offering a two-pack of MyPillow Queen premium pillows for only $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-506-2641 and use promo code KMC. I do it because ever since I've been sleeping on MyPillow, I've got no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half, no more flat, useless, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty that you can get for $34.99? I didn't think so. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums now, $69.98. It's a limited-time offer, which means it will go away soon. This is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Hey friends, are you ready to be inspired? Tim Lucas here, lead pastor of Liquid Church. I want to personally invite you to join me at Collide Summit 2019 this September at Liquid Church's broadcast campus in Parsippany, New Jersey. Whether you're a pastor, a believer, or aspiring church leader, you will love hearing from world-class leaders like Ravi Zacharias, Craig Rochelle, Sandra Stanley, and more. Tickets go fast, so get yours today at collidesummit.com. That's C-O-L-L-Y-D-E summit.com.
Made possible due to the partnership with Pillar College and Collide.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so there's something going on in higher education that is pretty... I don't know. It's pretty cynical if it is, in fact, occurring. And I've had this theory that this was possibly taking place, but it looks like now there's a an open study that the University of Arkansas is working on, and they are beginning to find this as a trend. It actually involves professor bias deflating the grades of conservative students. Now, we've heard the horror stories of a student being persecuted for some position they take in class discussion, etc. But you don't hear as much about other ways that may be using their freedom of speech or their ability to think for themselves clearly is injuring their time on the college campus. And you know me, if you've listened to me for any length of time, I don't think the university is now what it used to be. And I certainly don't think it is the golden ticket to a best future for your kid necessarily. Because of all of the indoctrination and the stuff they try to undo that you spent 18 years doing. Someone who cares about this is a mom of five who plans to, on five different occasions, spend 18 years building into her kids. But she rejoins us, Joy Pullman, the executive editor for The Federalist and a good friend of the show. Joy, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thanks for asking me.
So why did you write about this?
Well, it came across, my area of interest is education policy, so I subscribe to a number of lists that includes the research done by the University of Arkansas's Department of Education Reform. It's one of the few really good kind of clearinghouses and producers of original research on education that I frequently find interesting. So I came across it when they sent out a notice about some of their latest work. I saw the study, I clicked on it, I read it, and I decided to write about it.
Well, what is this new working paper from the University of Arkansas finding?
What it found, and I have to be clear, it's a small finding, but they said it was statistically significant. So that means it's more likely than not random chance. There is really evidence of something actually going on, that they found in the paper. So they found that self-identified conservative students, they enter college with higher SAT scores and grade point averages than do liberal students. But by the fourth year of college, their GPA dominance has reversed itself. Liberal students graduate college, or at least in their fourth year, with higher GPAs than conservative students. And the three folks who did this paper did a series of statistical analysis to try to separate out everything else. And they did get to the conclusion that at least some of that difference is based on the data they found, is related to professors' bias in the classroom.
So I want my listeners to understand clearly what you just laid out. So you have these conservative kids. Many of them may even be homeschooled, maybe come from private schools, etc. But they're going into college. They've done well on their SATs, higher than average. They've got the GPAs mm-hmm. that are beating their liberal counterparts. But by the fourth year, suddenly they're the dumb ones in the class.
Not the dumb ones. It's just their GPA.
They're slipping
a couple of points.
They're slipping the longer uh-huh. that they're in the school. They're getting dumber
right.
as they go, whereas the liberal kids are getting smarter. Joy,
say dumber and smarter. It, really, what the folks in the paper were saying is that the professors, because they politically agree with the liberal students and disagree with the conservative students, are giving the conservative kids lower grades than they really had earned.
See, I didn't think it was possible that that would take place, so that's why I was assuming the conservative kids were becoming dumber and the liberal kids were getting smarter. Bias, actual bias, professors
yes.
picking and choosing winners is what you're saying in the classroom.
Exactly. And so, and then there's further evidence. I mean, and the authors go through a number of hypotheses and they test them try to see whether their findings are really true. And if it were so, probably know that's the case. And so one of the reasons that they found that they think this is, you know, the case is because if students were studying in the humanities and the social sciences, which are even more liberal than all the other domains of college,
sure.
That was where they had the biggest, and it's also the least objective, right? You know, there's a lot more subjective grading going into
where all
you know,
of your
English paper,
feminist studies,
than into
and
a science lab. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So the biggest kind of dip in their grades happened when they were studying in those fields. There was no bias found when students were pursuing professional fields, you know, some medicine, legal studies, that sort of thing. And in fact, conservative students performed better than liberal students on their GPA when they were studying hard science objective fields. So that was another reason that the researchers, you know, thought that the bias was the most likely explanation for what's going on.
Again, just trying to break it down for the average Joe that's listening to us. So if the student can prove that 2 + 2 = 4, they get an A.
Right.
If they're not convinced that Uncle Tom is really Aunt Sally just because he feels like it, they
exactly.
may not get the A.
Exactly.
Well, Joy, that's just wrong. I'm sorry. I tend to be a simpleton about these things. This is wrong. So what are the findings of the paper? What is the research recommending, if anything? And what have you thought about as a mom who studies and writes about education? How should our response be to this?
Well, the folks writing the paper basically called for more research. This is the first paper to investigate this question. And so, you know, social science, like the kind they're doing, is these sorts of analyses. You know, there's a lot of things that might go into something like this. So, you know, we should want to look for more evidence, you know, before we sit here and know that this is true for sure. So that's basically what they say at the end of their paper. We need to do a lot more work to see if more people find things like this using other data and, you know, other ways of trying to test whether this is the case. But the thing that I found really interesting, the authors talk about, they're working with college students, you know, they have graduate students. And so
sure.
they say as a part of their conversations with students in colleges, because all these folks are professors themselves, right?
Right.
Writing an academic research
right.
paper. And so they were saying that based on that personal experience, they have found that conservative kids from conservative backgrounds, homes, more religious families, have a harder time fitting into the social life of the campus. Which and just adjusting to kind of the kind of atmosphere that a college campus has. And so that was very interesting to me as a mother, because now I instantly thought, for all kinds of reasons, this might be so. I have a conservative home. You know, I have kids who are being raised in a religious setting. And so, you know, some of them may go to college. I agree with you that I'm not going to push them there. But if their talents and aptitudes are a good fit, you know, we'll try to help them do that. So if and when my kids are going to college, I will want them to be able to do a good adjustment to pick a college atmosphere that is a good fit
sure.
for them, so that they can, you know, do the best they can there. And really, it's an opportunity for them to succeed and advance in life, rather than something that sets them back, that makes them feel detached from home, that makes them feel, you know, I need an alternative to the word oppressed. But I don't want them to feel like college is something they have to get through and they're facing headwinds. I want it to be something that propels them forward into their futures and really adds to their lives.
Totally get that. And on that note, Joy Pullman, executive editor of The Federalist, I could do another hour of conversation on this with you. In fact, let's plan on doing something again soon about it, because you've said a mouthful in just that last couple of sentences. And I want people to go back and re-listen to the things that Joy said, because it was so packed with actual impacting truth. But we're sadly out of time for today. Great work. Good piece. We're going to link it up. Make sure people have it because it's worth checking out. Paper, Professor Bias May Deflate Conservative College Students' Grades. And as always, Joy has brought the goods in her column. So you want to make sure that you get that over at thefederalist.com. Joy Pullman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, when we continue, we've got a lot to talk about, including the markets on this Monday. Don't go away. There are three ways you can watch Better Together. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talking about it. Monday through Friday on TBN, 1:30 Eastern. Download the TBN app or go to visitbettertogether.tv. Register to watch anytime. What is Better Together? Well, it's TBN's first daily original program. It's a show made by women, for women, encouraging women in a way that shows like The View refuse to. Better Together is spirit-filled conversation, tackling a variety of topics, including friendships and toxic relationships, identity versus social media, intimacy with God, children, family, how to hear God's voice, etc. No topic is off limits. Find out what happens when real friends get together for real conversations. And this week, They're going to talk about a mother's heart, since it was just Mother's Day. That's pretty encouraging. Each panel of women leaders and topics of discussions change, so we want you to join the circle for some genuine dialogue. Not just a TV program, it's a community. It's built on love and friendship and encouragement, and it's time that we join together to make the world a better place. Why do life alone when we can do it together, better together? Weekdays at 1:30 on TBN.
Are you looking to pursue a graduate education in a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Experience what makes Nyack College's Manhattan campus a unique place to prepare your future. Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary offer a doctoral program and 40 master degree programs. At Nyack, you'll experience exceptional teaching and a caring community. Weekend, evening, and online courses are available along with special programs for working adults. Nyack College places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Learn if Nyack College is right for you at the NYC Grads Program Open House on Wednesday, May 22nd at 6 p.m. Hear from students and faculty, meet with admissions counselors, and learn about scholarships. For more information, go to nyack.edu or call 877-626-2233. 877-626-2236 or go to nyack.edu.
People who frequently consume green leafy vegetables tend to have better memories as they age. Green leafy vegetables, they're good for your brain and memory and also your heart. And getting your greens has never been easier with SmartServe from Invite Health. Every serving supplies 14 kale leaves, 4 spinach leaves, and a broccoli florette. All farm fresh green leafy vegetables. SmartServe is organic, non-GMO, sustainable, and vegan. It's never been sprayed with anything. If you don't have time to go from the farm to the table, SmartServe is from the farm to the capsule. Take advantage of this special offer from Invite Health. Buy one bottle of SmartServe for $19.95 risk-free. Double up and get free shipping. The regular retail is $52.95. For SmartServe, call 800-459-2272. That's 800-459-2272. You can also visit an Invite Health location or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health, the luxury brand of vitamins.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out?
I'm almost at $10,000 in 4 years. I've never traveled anywhere.
They made this sound that this would be a really good deal, that I could go anywhere, anytime I wanted to. That never worked out.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares. I know all the tricks because I'm embarrassed to say I once worked in the timeshare industry. We've saved suffering timeshare owners millions in debt and maintenance fees. When you're approved as a client, I guarantee you a 100% success rate. We'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently.
I honestly would recommend that you call Wesley Financial. They will help you.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free information kit. If they can't get you out of your timeshare, you'll pay nothing. Call 800-220-5757. 800-220-5757. That's 800-220-5757.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. He tells you about managing your money. Now he gives you the word on money. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm really, really happy to be able to hear that sounder and hear that image liner come in there and announce the return of David Fisher. He was not able to be with us last week. Some of you didn't realize that because we were so stealth with our best of. It sounded like he was in the studio with us. But the thing was that he had just had a little bit of surgery, and he'll tell us more about it, and was just not able to get past the recovery pain that the doctor had warned him about. So I know it took everything out of him, because this is a guy who really looks forward to being with you every Monday. His name is David Fisher. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, welcome back. It's really good to hear your voice, my friend.
I feel so strong, and I'm so excited to be with you today.
And I am energized at what's happening, and not only what's happening in the world economically, but more important, God is on the throne.
There you go. Now, for people, for whatever degree you feel comfortable with, the people have kind of tracked since December. This surgery that you took, that you had last week, was part of that. Explain what happened.
Yeah, well, just repeating history a little bit, I had a heart issue where I've never was scared to death. I got born again as a believer at age 16, and I've, you know, been a full-time pastor before, so I've done church plants and done a lot of ministry work, and I still do ministry in a different way, obviously, by today. But, you know, it's one thing conceptually to say, don't fear death, but there's another thing to actually face death, and I faced death three times specifically. We had a heart issue, and that was in the past in November, December. They implanted last week a defibrillator and a pacemaker as a precautionary safety mechanism, so that if I do have some issue in the future, this will take care of this. They think they fixed everything, but it's just an insurance policy. So the recovery, they told me, is going to take a lot longer. And I'm, you know, kind of fight
bullheaded.
Say.
You're bullheaded.
Bullheaded. My wife says I'm that too. You know, she says, "Are you serious? Going to really do your regular Monday recordings and the live radio? In fact, this Monday you're doing a whole long segments on both New York and another national area." And I said, "Honey, yeah, absolutely." Well, that's what my brain said. My body told me otherwise. So I wouldn't have been worth much last week. But I feel night and day different.
Sometimes those doctors and wives just know what they're talking about, David. That's one of the things I've discovered over time. Sometimes they just do.
Absolutely. I fully concur.
All right. So today we're talking about 2 Corinthians 9:8. What is it about, and what does it mean?
2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able, that's the key there, to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. You know, obviously, there's a difference between, and I've learned this a long time ago, and it still reminds me, there's a difference between our wants and our needs. We might want something, but we might not need it. In fact, the thing that we might want might be the worst thing for us in our need category.
Sure.
But the focus, we kind of put it on ourselves and saying, you know, here's God, will you do this in my life? Will you do this? You know, we prayed for healing of God in my life, and, you know, not to be, you know, using a personal example, but I think it's apropos, that God would heal my heart. Well, he chose the mechanism of doctors and the technology and the wisdom in the medical field to use to heal me, so to speak. But, you know, God is, that doesn't mean that God isn't less able. God is able, and he works in different ways. You know, one of the side benefits that I've, you know, people were praying for me, and I think I've told this story before, but my neighbor down the road, who's never gone to church in 30 years, he saw me being put in the ambulance. I found out this afterwards, a couple weeks after I got out of the hospital. And he said, you know, I've not prayed in 30 years, never walked in the doors of a church in 30 years. But on my porch, as I saw them put you into the ambulance, in my own way, I said a prayer. And something uniquely came over me. I want to call it was God, and this is what his words were saying, this overwhelming feeling of love that I've never felt that in maybe all of my life. And I said, Tommy, your prayer was being answered as I was being put into the ambulance. So why am I saying this? Because sometimes, Kevin, we make our prayers all about us. And you know what? I will say this. I'm so glad I went through what I went through, because if it touched the life of my neighbor and it made that much of a spiritual change in his life, that is God being able to bless us abundantly in all things. So sometimes we have to look at it not through our physical eyes, but our spiritual eyes. Because, you know, I can say today, I have all I need. And I can abound in every good work that God, everything that God has laid before us today. We are overcomers. We are victors. Does that mean that we won't face death? No, we're all going to face death, because death is the next doorway to the next life that we get to embrace with Jesus. So it's We have to look at through spiritual eyes that God is able to bless us abundantly. And I can say everything I've been through, challenges, I've been blessed abundantly. Why? Because my spiritual life has grown more than ever in the last year than probably the previous 4 or 5 years. And, you know, trials and tribulations has a way of doing that. And I'm excited to be on the other side of it. But I also look in the rearview mirror and say, God's hand was at work. And my relationship with you, Kevin, has been deepened. The prayers of you and your listeners and Alex, your producer, and Mary, and the sales representative. There's so many relationships that have been deepened through this, and my family and my mom. And just I can go on and on.
Sure.
But the bottom line is God is able.
That blessing has been abundant. Well, when we come back, we have to talk about something that's not quite in as much of an abundance, the stock market. It's not doing well today, but we'll talk about that next on Money Monday. You want any of David's Word on Money segments? We've got those archived on the Kevin McCullough podcast page at SoundCloud and at iTunes. Please check those out. Coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Our legislators told us a fib. In fact, they sold us a whole big bill of goods on congestion pricing. It has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Suburban commuters will be hit with outrageous tolls just to drive into Manhattan's business district. Manhattan residents will see their cost of goods skyrocket because delivery trucks pass down those costs to the consumers. Doesn't anybody know that? No one wins under congestion pricing, plain and simple. All the money in the world won't fix our transit crisis. Lawmakers should be calling for a transparent and accountable MTA. Instead, they prioritized another cash grab over substantial reform. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down or don't have energy like you used to, or maybe you feel like you got a little bit of that allergy cold stuff because it's been so uncharacteristically cold and rainy the last few days, it's time to not only try Balance of Nature, but let Balance of Nature go to work for you in their fruits and vegetables in capsule form, penetrating your body's defenses like nothing, and getting every bit of that energy fighting disease, fighting power activated for you in a way that nothing else will. They're not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. They take out all the light, they take out all the water, they take out all the air. With tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies, now each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables contained therein. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you feel great. You got better looking skin, a lot more energy. You don't get sick anymore. I haven't had bronchitis in years. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Talk to a Balance of Nature health coach today, which comes free with every offer, and see if getting the nutrition from over 10 servings of fruits and veggies can make a difference in your life. Use the discount code THEMISSION to receive free shipping on every order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Oh,
oh, always on my road, I'm still New York. Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Glad to have you with us today. If you've been watching the trade discussions in the media since last week, and the president announced it, he said last week, early in the week, Monday, Tuesday of last week, said we're going to raise the tariffs on China and they're not going to like it. And there may be some adverse consequences, but this is the right thing to do. We've got to make sure that we don't get ripped off anymore. And sure enough, now finally today, China decided to respond. Well, how does all of this break down in terms of your portfolio and your investment strategy? Here to discuss is Landmark Capital's CEO, David Fisher, who is back with us fresh off of the little week off that he had last week. He's recovering from some surgery and doing well, sounding great. David, let's get right into the headlines. The Dow had a really rough day, and it's all being attributed right now to the fact that China is threatening these tariffs in response to what the president did last week.
Well, the month of May, the Dow is trading at the worst day today in history over 50 years. We're seeing the Dow break down through a 200-day moving average, same with the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. So all the markets are getting hit. This is a result of a lot of things happening with the trade with China. Last week, there was trade wars that started. President Trump raised duties on $200 billion of Chinese imports, 25%, and from 10%. And they said they might even do more. Well, the war started. Tariffs now on a third of Chinese goods across the board, and this is now they might even go up to $300 billion of U.S. Imports from China. So China responded and retaliated. So this is like a boxing match verbally going on. And they're going to put on tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods in about 3 weeks of time. They're given, I think it's, Kevin, some chance for this to simmer down. Hopefully that's the underlying message. But this is targeting U.S. crops like peanuts, soybeans, also refusing to buy U.S. beef. It goes on further, saying that they're going to probably stop buying energy products and farm products from the United States, cutting Boeing plane orders, and possibly, and here's the scary thing, dumping U.S. treasuries. So the Treasury Department came out today simultaneously announcing a $230 billion Treasury auction of debt, and also reinforced that China is our biggest customer of this debt. So this is a big deal happening, and we're on the beginning of this. The Dow is off as much as almost 700 points. So we'll see how this all pans out, and this is the beginning of much more to come, unfortunately.
Yeah. How far away does this put us from a recession?
Well, you know, recessions usually get announced after the markets drop 10 to 20%. At least that's what happened in 2008. And in the beginning of that year, the Fed and the government and most investors, economists said there's no recession in sight. So we're really... We could be in the midst of a recession right now. It could trigger it through this oil problem that's happening with Iran, and you know, two oil tankers and Saudi Arabia oil tankers were sabotaged, and those oil tankers were headed for the United States, and we're heading over there with an aircraft carrier and B-50 bombers, and so I mean, this thing could escalate. We could see a 1973 oil problem all again. That could be a recession. It could be just the fact that China might sell treasuries. That could be triggering it. So there's a lot of variables to it, but we're not that far off, one to two headlines.
All right. Given that that's the case, a lot of economists, CFOs, business owners believe that when a recession comes, and it looks like it's closer than ever, say that we're not only going to have that, but the bail-in might be something that, as it has been in eight different countries in just the last few years, invoked. Now it's legally allowed to happen in the U.S. And that it will be happening. Do you agree with that? Is this your feeling as well? And if so, what do we need to know about that?
Well, Citigroup last week said get some money towards safer assets. The market's going to go down. And a survey from Bank of America said 84% of CFOs believe there's going to be a big downturn in the economy as early as 2020. So we're not far away from that, and could peak out at 2021. If we just have one thing, a domino effect, and that's what caused 2008, where there was a liquidity crisis, and if we have a problem where one entity can't get liquid, this could trigger a major downturn. But this time we have a bail-in, in fact. Laws passed, the Dodd-Frank Act in 2012, that now says the government can take your 401k, your IRA, your bank account, portions of those. We've seen it, like you said, in eight other countries in the last 7 years. It's a real thing, and we have a white paper on it. This is why we advocate get some money off the table. Get some money off a risk asset, being in stocks, because they're saying it's going to go down maybe 7, 8% or up to 10% more in the near future is what the economists are saying. So get your market safe. Get your money safe by market. Gold's up today. But also, more importantly, somebody has to hold the dollar at the end of the day. And if China does what they're saying they're going to do, back away from buying treasuries, we will be in a world of hurt. And that's what the embracement, the heart of the bail-in is all about, forcing U.S. citizens to hold the U.S. dollar by holding treasuries, because the rest of the world doesn't want to do that. So that's why we say advocate, get some money towards precious metals in your 401k and IRA, and we have ways that you can do that by calling our company.
And you can do it without tax penalty. And friends, the phone number, you can do it now. And the more you've got in retirement, the more the government can take from you. So if you've got $10,000 or more, you're especially vulnerable to the coming bail-in. 844-604-2575 to help get yourself protected. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. Get the free white paper as well, the coming bail-in. It'll answer almost all your questions, and those that you still don't have answered, you can call David's company and they'll answer them for you directly. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. I'm Calvin McCullough. David Fisher, thanks so much. My final thought next.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. His firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht, not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Just a few, I think 2 weeks ago or so, we celebrated, or just it took a moment, I think, in our country to remember the Holocaust. And there's, you know, there's a kind of a calming feeling I always tell folks when I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust.
What does that even mean? 2 weeks ago when we celebrated, we took a moment to honor. We know the Rashida Tlaib is the voice that you're listening to there. Kevin McCullough is this voice. And the reason that I play you that, because there's what she says in that 7 seconds is some of the most remarkable stuff you'll ever hear an elected congressperson say. Play just that much again, Alex.
Just a few, I think 2 weeks ago or so, we celebrated, or just it took a moment, I think, in our country to remember the Holocaust. And there's, you know, there's a kind of a calming feeling I always tell folks when I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust.
There's a calming feeling. Now, I'm going to let you hear the rest of what she had to say, but just remember, that's where it starts. She celebrated the Holocaust, and she found it to have a calming feeling. This was the rest of what she said in that soundbite from a podcast that she did with Yahoo News over the weekend.
Just a few, 2 weeks ago or so, we celebrated, or just it took a moment, I think, in our country to remember the Holocaust. And there's, you know, there's a kind of a calming feeling I always tell folks when I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust and the fact that it was my ancestors, Palestinians, who lost their land and some lost their lives, their livelihood, the human dignity, their existence in many ways have been wiped out and some people's passport. I mean, just all of it was in the name of trying to create a safe haven for Jews post the Holocaust, post the tragedy and horrific persecution of Jews across the world at that time.
Yeah. And so somehow she makes the calming effect of the Holocaust all about how the Palestinians are a suffering people. It's anti-Semitic. It's hateful. She's on Twitter today complaining, oh, I'm being misunderstood. No, you're not. You're being understood for what you said. Stop saying stupid stuff. Show support for Israel or leave the U.S. Congress. That's my position on it. If you can't support our most decent and honorable ally in the world on the world stage, then you don't have any business being there. Now, on tomorrow's broadcast, I believe that we are going to be able to tell you about some action you're going to be able to take. Next Monday, there's going to be a major rally in Times Square to launch a billboard that will officially begin fighting back against this anti-Semitism in Congress. We are going to stand with our Jewish allies. We are going to stand with our Jewish friends. As an evangelical, I stand with the Jews. And I oppose the violence of the Palestinian Authority, Hamas, Islamic Jihad in Palestine, and every other terror group that they're hiding and trying to kill from. Friends, somebody's got to do something. Kevin McCullough Radio. We will lead the way. Stay here.